Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Your team is out there trying to do all that they can right now. What? Tell me what confidence you can instill in your fan base that may not believe that you guys had a legitimate shot.
I think we believe. It's everybody else that don't. If I got to hear one more phrase about Boston on national TV when we win a game, I'm tired of hearing that, man. It's 1-1. We're going to go up 2-1. See y'all later, Pete.
Jaylen Brown, 22 points, 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum, 22 and 11 with 6 assists. And the Boston Celtics, a 20-point win.
Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
A little wild and a little strange.
Ooh.
When you make a home out on the range. Start the horse and come along. Because you can't get right if you can't hold on. Cowboys say,
sing it again now.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Get along, little doggies.
Till the break of day.
Yeah, a lot of being raised by television.
Wow.
When I was whatever. What?
Hey,
what,
dude.
What year was this show?
That song had no business being that good.
Yeah,
'80s, '90s. I know.
Yeah.
It was around
whatever, yeah. Whatever age that was the age where my parents just said, "We're done raising this kid. Watch, go watch Nickelodeon." Because that I could every theme song on Nickelodeon from that era I could sing.
Yeah, I do just think about like laying on wall to wall carpeting, just staring up at the like big dumb tube TV.
Yeah, for hours.
Hey, dude, was only 89 to 91.
It was a short run.
Wow.
Short run.
Wow. Yeah, but they played the reruns nonstop.
What an impact.
I wouldn't have remembered it.
Three seasons. Yeah, three seasons. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They played it every afternoon.
I'm telling you, 8-year-old me or however old, I knew Christine Taylor was going places.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that at the time. Anyway, okay. You also heard Jimmy Butler in there as well. Any chance the Heat even up the series tonight?
Nope.
None.
I mean, of course there's a chance, but I'm not worried about it. And the only thing that could happen, as we said before, is that the Celtics decide to, like, take the foot off the gas and not bring the same energy that they just brought. But, no.
I'm worried about the Celtics just playing down to Miami and just thinking they can roll the basketballs out there and beat them. Because Game 3 took effort. All that was effort. Get out on the shooters, get a hand in their face, get over screens, effort. Do they want to do that again? Or do they want to say, you know what? That was a lot of work. And we could probably beat Miami anyway by just rolling the basketballs out there. And they go through the motions, and next thing you know, they're in one possession game in the fourth quarter. And we know they can lose that. I want to see that. I want to see them do the same thing, step on their throats. I want to see Porzingis show up. And if you're asking me to guess what happens, they answer the bell tonight. But I want to see it. I know the Celtics and the Heat will be prominently featured here tonight in Bet Roulette. Some picks for tonight. Let's get to it right now.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Yes, Ryan?
You guys hit a parlay.
No, we did.
You guys hit a parlay.
We were 2-for-2 on parlays last week?
Wow.
Mego had the Celtics covering 9.5. Jones had the one lone Cubs loss. or excuse me, Cubs win, and Arcand had the Timberwolves covering 5 points.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. Woo! So we're red hot.
Yes.
Which is ironic because I said to Arcand off the air, it was an ice cold betting weekend for Jones out there. It was not a great weekend for me, but nice. Okay, we had a couple of parlays.
It's a new week, and by the way, every single one of these is Celtics Heat related tonight.
Okay.
So okay. All right, I'll go first.
Mego, get it started. That is
it's a 3.
A 3. All right, that is Jason Tatum point over-unders, and the over-under on FanDuel right now is set at 25.5.
Oh, 25.5?
25.5 for
Tatum.
Give
me the over. Yeah. Give me the over. He spread the love. He shared it around last game. He's been averaging somewhere around, like, I feel like that line's been 26 for most of the regular season. So, feels a little low to me. Give me the over.
All right, Mego's taking the over. Jones just rolled a 5, and that is a Kristaps Porzingis prop.
Ooh, over-under. Under.
1.5 3-pointers made tonight.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. I take that back. I thought it was going to be points. I'll take the over on a 3.5 here tonight for Kristaps Porzingis. I'm not sure he's going to have the same impact he had in Game 3. He was great in Game 1 as well. He disappeared in the middle, but he could still chuck in a couple of threes. Shooting soft jumpers on the outside, I could see that. So give me the over on 1.5 threes for Porzingis.
All right.
Arcand, shooting like Porzingis. Oh. Ooh, that rimmed out.
That was
close, though. That one looked nice.
All right, that is a 6, and that is Bam Adebayo rebound props. The over-under for Adebayo rebounds is 10.5. The juice is with the over, so I'm going to go with that. I think that Adebayo is going to play really hard. He's going to be in for almost the entire game, I think, barring an injury. And if he does play the minutes I expect him to play, I think he's going to go over 10.5 rebounds. He's been playing well, I think, you know, for most part. I don't know if he's been collecting these kind of rebounds, but he has been playing hard. He's been playing well.
You said plus money on the over?
It's plus money on over 10.5, so that's the way I'm going with this one.
All right, we got Tatum over 25.5 points. Porzingis over 3.5. Bam Adebayo over 10.5 rebounds.
So the Tatum line has moved. Okay. It's 26.5 plus money there.
Oh. You still want it?
Yeah, I'm going to keep hammering the over.
Okay, plus money. Yes, Ryan?
So that would bring us to plus 5. Oh, it just moved. Plus 524.
Oh, it moved all right. Plus 524.
It's a little conservative for us, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, doubt us at your own risk.
I know.
For all the whiffs on parlays we do very, very consistently. We hit 2 last week. I think we only did 2.
It's really all or nothing with us. We either get them all right or all wrong.
Yeah, you know what the trick is? The trick is I think we overexert ourselves by doing this 5 days a week.
Agreed.
I think we just takes too much brain power. If we only do like 2 like we did last week, I think we have a better chance of hitting on some of these.
We do have limited reserves.
Yes, exactly.
Of brain power.
So follow along if you like. We're hot. Or you could say we're due to completely drop the ball on one of these.
That's
better.
Hey, dude.
Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mega with Arcand on WEEI. I'd like to remind you, if you missed any of Drake May, our interview today, first appearance on Boston Radio, Audacy app, AUDACY, get it on your phone, use the rewind feature. Listen to that interview or Gerard Mayo this morning with the Greg Hill Show. Stay tuned. Rich Keefe has you covered here tonight with Fitzy. Dial him up, 617-779-7937. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market.
The greatest gift for me,
I don't
for
know
me.
This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
Some weird stuff happened at
this one time?
Yeah.
At Irish dancing camp? I don't. So what,
I took a wooden clog.
What base did you get to?
What? That's where all the hand stuff went down.
Uh-huh.
Irish
step to foot stuff, yeah, probably.
There's
foot
no stuff. Hand
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Definitely
good
Irish
stuff.
Step dancing.
Only foot stuff.
Foot stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.